Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, pulling your eyelids open, the documentary podcast. I'm your host, Russell Price. Our sponsor, we want to thank our sponsor, which is Car Shield. The number is 800-869-4369 for all your car needs. Do not hesitate to contact Car Shield. On our newsmaker line, we have a wonderful, wonderful person who does fantastic things. Her name is Lisa Williams. She's a registered nurse, and she's owner of Five Diamond Botanicals. Five Diamond Botanicals. She's a registered nurse with over 26 years, and she started this company on the basis of honesty, transparency, producing products for all consumers. Her holistic perspective led her to believe that there is more than one approach to overall wellness. Welcome to the newspaper maker line. Lisa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good morning. And first, I want to thank you, Mr. Price, for this opportunity to be a part of this podcast. So good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Lisa Williams. I am the founder and owner of Five Diamond Botanicals. My company sells cannabidiols, also known as CBD. And my company was started after many months of educating myself not only on the benefits of CBD, but also the impact that it has on a person's total wellness. And I personally experienced the pain relief benefit of CBD due to chronic intermittent inflammation and pain in my knees, lower back, and heels for many years of beating the pavement in emergency rooms, intensive care units, throughout my career in nursing. And I also suffer, and I have to admit, from stress-related anxiety, which my CBD oils and gummies have remedied. So I just want to, for those of you who may not be aware of CBD or cannabidiols, what it is that CBD is extracted from the hemp from the cannabis sativa plant. And the CBD is used to make oils, edibles, like gummies and chocolates, capsules, pain relief, creams, gels, just to name a few. I've actually just recently purchased homemade hot sauce with CBD in it, and I'm really excited to try it. Before we really get into this, I just want to put some disclaimer out there that CBD, again, I had mentioned this, is derived from hemp with less than 3% of THC. And for those of you who do not know what THC is, it's a psychoactive compound that's in cannabis or marijuana that produces that euphoria or high sensation. So it is legal on the federal level since 2018 in the majority of the states. However, there are a few states that CBD remains illegal, such as Nebraska, Idaho, and Kansas, but always, always check with your state laws before purchasing these products. Another disclaimer is that CBD is not a cure nor a treatment for disease. Always, always talk to your primary care provider or doctor before you use any of these or any supplements, not just CBD, but any supplements, vitamins, et cetera, because they may interact with the medication that you currently take. And lastly, always purchase CBD from a reliable source. They should be able to not only sell it to you, but they should be able to educate you on what you're taking and any side effects and make recommendations and those types of things, because there are a lot of companies out here who sell CBD, like at gas stations, and they just sell it because they want to make a profit. But my company, we go far beyond that, and that's through my training and my passion, and that's why I sell this product. So now that the disclaimer is out of the way, I just want to mention a few things, some of the the benefits of CBD or cannabidiol. And what that is that many people have reported noticeable pain relief, decreased inflammation, sleep improvement, anxiety, and feeling of stress reduction. So these are some of the main reasons why I am passionate about my products. I've done a lot of research, reading journals, reading testimonies, reading reviews, talking to people, testing my product out in the community, which shortly will have one of my customers on the line giving her testimony. And so that's why this product is very passionate to me. So if anyone has any questions at any time, please feel free to ask them, because I want this to be an open dialogue and to be able to crush that Neanderthal stigma associated with CBD and cannabis. I don't sell cannabis, but still that Neanderthal stigma is associated with that industry as well.
Do you have to have a doctor's excuse or permission or written excuse? Do you have to have anything from a doctor to purchase your products?
No, you do not. Because this is less than 0.3% THC, which anything over that is considered illegal, you have to have a prescription for that. But for these products, no. But again, I want to emphasize the importance with any supplement, not just CBD, to contact your physician and keep them informed and engaged in anything that you do, because they may interact with the medications that you're on. And so you just want to be transparent with your medical provider.
Being a registered nurse for over 26 years, you have the medical professional background. You're very familiar with anything that's medical. How did you come upon this company, and how did you get involved with it?
Yes, that's a great question. From the many years that I've been in nursing, you know, pounding the pavement of the hospitals and running around in the emergency rooms, it puts some damage on your knees. And so in the medical community, you know, we share information as to what works, because every time you're feeling pain, you don't want to, you know, take an oral medication of some sort. You want something that you can apply on to receive some type of relief that's tolerable so you can continue with your day. And so applying like a topical pain relief that has CBD in it decreases that inflammation that's caused by all that pounding, and you're able to get through, you know, your shift. And so through talking to other medical professionals, learning from them, learning from holistic nurses and physicians, this has been around for quite some time. But it's just that there's such a stigma associated with it that people don't know about it. And from this, because it worked for me and I introduced it to other people who tested this product for me, of my product, and I would say I'd have, to be honest, I'm very transparent, about 90% positivity rating on my product, that this, I knew this was something that I need to do for myself, I need to do for those in the community. And I still have my hands tied into helping people feel better, feeling total wellness, pain relief, which is huge in the community. And so that's where this company was founded on.
I want to ring the bell for you, because that's a serious, serious aspect of helping people. Let's be clear on this. So your product is not something you have to smoke. It's something you can ingest or you can put on your body, but it's not something that you smoke. Is that correct?
Yes, but there are, and just to clarify, CBD comes in many different forms. There's the edibles, there's the oils, which are ingestible, there's the pain gels and creams, and also there are those that you can vapor and smoke. So me personally, in my company, I don't sell vapors and I don't sell anything that you can smoke. Everything at Five Diamond Botanicals are either gels and topicals, gummies, which are highly popular, and the oils.
Excellent. How did you come up with the name Five Diamond Botanicals?
Five Diamond Botanicals is I wanted it to be palatable to the consumer, knowing that we provide exceptional service, five-star, five-diamond service to our consumers. And it's not only the product, it's the service that's tied to it. So for the customers that I've had the privilege of in engaging with, that I provide education, I provide an opportunity for them to talk to me about their concerns. I ask for their feedback. I ask for their honest feedback. And I share that. I share it with other customers, whether it's good or bad, because I believe that everyone needs to see the full picture of how this works, because how this works on one person may not be the same result to another person. And so I think that's a five diamond service that my company provides to the consumer. And, of course, botanicals are herbs and essential oils and those types of plants. So that's where the botanicals came from.
Tell us a little bit about what drove you to become a registered nurse. There's all kind of professions when it comes to nursing. They have people who do nursing care, or they do assistant nursing, or the LPNs. But you went for the gusto, RN. What drove you to do that, and when did you know you wanted to do that?
Yes. Well, thank you for that question. Actually, it was my grandmother. My grandmother was an LPN, and she worked many, many years in that profession, and I always respected her for that. And from that, I decided I wanted to be a registered nurse. And I graduated from Howard University in the 90s, and I'm just very passionate about helping people. I want to see people be their best. I want to see people achieve total wellness. It may not be, 100% curable, but I want them to be able to function at their maximum level of functioning and feel whole. So, and still today, after all of these years, even though I'm not in the hospital anymore, I still feel that, and working through Five Diamond Botanicals allows me to continue that in a different way.
That is amazing. So even though you're not in the hospital anymore, you still have the same passion for wanting to, I call it being a service to people and making sure that their health is well. What do you think about holistic medicine? Is that a true alternative to actual medicine? Some people believe in holistic medicine, period. They don't want to ever go to a doctor. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that a person should have a primary care provider in their regimen, and there are holistic doctors out there. So they know both sides. They know the medical and they know the alternative medicine side of caring for patients as well. And they can move back and forth interchangeably, and they know when to go back to the medical treatment. But as far as total wellness, I think holistic care and alternative medicine can be beneficial. A lot of medications are developed in labs where they have preservatives and other things that cause other side effects. However, with CBD, it's all natural. It's the hemp plants that we use are USA grown. No additives, it's gluten-free, no preservatives. Now, to make different concentrations and strengths, they may require some manipulation of molecules, but there's no additives as far as, preservatives or anything added to them. So I think it depends. I call it the green way of thinking. That's my term for it. I'm going to adopt that today, the green way of thinking. And so With that being said, I'm going to always promote the less invasive or intrusive way of medicine. However, always engage your primary care doctor in the decisions that you make so you can make those informed decisions together and what's best for you as the client, patient, customer, et cetera.
What's the one thing that you wish you had known when you began your career?
Great question. I've learned, there are so many lessons I've learned throughout my career in nursing, but I think the one thing is that always be true to yourself and always realize your purpose. Now, one thing, and I have to mention a person, and this person's probably not listening, but I'll put it out there anyway, has always told me in my early years of nursing when nurses do not receive the credibility that they deserve. He told me it's not what you do here on earth, is that when you go to heaven or pass on, you will be rewarded for all of the things and the sacrifices and the caring that you've done in your lifetime. And I always remember that when I make decisions or I'm overworked or patients are not so kind and some of the other medical professionals are not so kind. So I always keep that in the back of my mind. So if I had to say a lesson learned is patience, is gratitude, caring. So those are the lessons learned in this profession that anyone who's considering going into the health profession should have that type of character to be able to execute caring even in the less positive situation.
Who are the three people who have been the most influential to you?
Well, first and foremost, I'd have to really, you know, the same people, but God, definitely. That's definitely the first foundation in everything that I do. And I've never told anyone this, and I'm just going to say that for God, is that before I go into work, I always pray. I pray that the Lord guides my hand, guides my decisions, and guides the people that I work with, that we can provide the best care for the patients that I encounter that day. Second would be my mother. I can go on and on about that, but she's definitely been the foundation of all of my decisions. She's my root. She's my, you know, all in all. She has definitely been there for me. And thirdly, is I share this with my husband and my children, because there are times that I want to give up, or I don't want to, you know, continue with my business or, you know, a job or position, and they remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing. They encourage me. So, yeah, I would say those are the top three / four.
Fantastic. That is super, super awesome. You have really parlayed your life into something that is not only positive, but it's also helping people. Nursing is a profession that people don't realize. It takes a lot to be a nurse. It's not a job you can just do. You have to be passionate about wanting to do it, and that's what you have going for you. You have this the aspect of basically passion for the job, and that's what's so important to I think, the job at hand. We have a guest, one of your guests that's coming up. Her name is Aaliyah. You want to bring her on?
Yes, please.
Aaliyah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the company and what your aspect in the company is.
Okay, so my name is Aaliyah, and I heard about Five Diamond Botanicals from my dad, who actually purchased some products from the company, and he recommended it to me. So I've been getting into weightlifting recently, and I started to hurt my back as I was doing some weightlifting. And so he recommended me to try the joint and muscle CBD pain relief roll-on. And I was skeptical at first because I heard about different CBD creams, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to try it. So I tried some of his, and it helped immensely. Like, my back, my lower back was hurting to the point where I couldn't stand, I couldn't sit up straight, and it was just painful just to just lay down and just to sit. And so I tried the CBD pain relief roll-on, and I just rolled it all across my back, my lower back and my mid-back, and it relieved so much of my pain. And I was honestly surprised, but I decided to purchase some for myself, and I definitely say it's worth it. I'm able to go to work, and the pain, I'll just, like, roll it on before I clock in, and I'm able to just, like, because I do a lot of standing at work, so I'm able to stand, and I'm able to go through my workday without experiencing any pain. And if I start to feel some pain, I'll just go to the bathroom and just roll it on some more, and it helps a lot.
So do you use it every day or just when you feel the need for pain?
For me, I use it every day because usually once it starts to wear off, I'll start to experience a little bit of pain. And if I'm doing something, like if I want to get back to the gym or if I want to go to work or if I'm, like, doing some homework and I need to, like, sit up or when I attend class, I'll roll it on. So I'm pretty busy throughout the day, so I'm just using it to, like, relieve my pain so I don't experience it while I'm doing stuff and going about my day.
What about odor or any type of scent to it? Tell us about the scent factor. Can you smell it or does it give us any, is there any feedback as far as smell concerned?
There is a scent. However, for me personally, I feel like it's kind of like a minty smell. So it's not like, you know, an irritable smell, but it is kind of like minty to me, in my opinion.
It's excellent that you are using the product, and your testimony is truly what I call, it's worthwhile to know that someone is using it and it's working. So I really appreciate you coming on and talking about it and letting people know that it does work.
Yes. Thank you.
Lisa, tell us about how you... How are you able to acquire the customers and how they, like she said in the beginning, she was leery. What did you do to get her to be more comfortable to try the product?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was her father who used the product, and he recommended that she use it for, you know, to see if it would help relieve some of her pain. So actually the way that I acquire customers, because CBD only became legal since 2018, so there's a lot of platforms that aren't comfortable yet with CBD, such like eBay or Facebook or Amazon. So pretty much it's word of mouth. It's doing what I'm doing, educating people. Educating is the key, is the very big key. And developing a product that is useful for all and priced that all consumers can afford to purchase my products. And from there, the word of mouth is where most of my customers come from.
I want to bring up another guest, Shelby Elliott. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Price and Ms. Williams? I want to thank you both for inviting me today. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us your story and your testimony.
So my story is that I am also a nurse. I've been a nurse for 17 years, and I have worked in different settings, currently working as an educator in pharmaceuticals. I obtained a master's in advanced holistic nursing. I think I completed the program in 2018, and I chose that because it really fell in line with my personal beliefs and practices as far as, you know, not using a lot of pharmaceuticals and trying to maybe use energy modalities to help with stress, you know, focusing on nutrition, things like that. And I've known about cannabis for years. I mean, I, I smoked marijuana when I was growing up in high school and stopped that, you know, once I got into college and had gotten older, that just wasn't a part of my life. And I heard of a, it was a docuseries called The Sacred Plant. And this was out a few years ago. And I was actually just shocked. That's where I learned about the medicinal benefits of cannabis. And that's kind of where my journey started as far as educating myself on those medicinal benefits and everything that cannabis can do. And I found myself now educating individuals on not only holistic modalities that can be used, but cannabis as well. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of my story and where I'm at.
That is amazing that you're familiar with the cannabis, and then you wasn't using the cannabis, but then when you got to the point where you could help people with it, or you realized it was going to be beneficial in the health career or the health market, being a registered nurse, you're very familiar with health, wellness, and things that need to be healed. And this product, I want to thank you, first off, personally, for even trying the product. Being a nurse, you're not going to just try anything. You're going to research it, know what it's worth, you know what it does, know what the side effects are, et cetera, et cetera. And for you to say this is something that's really worthwhile, it's going to help a lot of people. What's your favorite product that you use?
Oh, gosh, I've tried some different products. So I do much better with something with high CBD. So there is a difference. So I do use products with some THC in them that I usually get from Colorado since it's legal there. And I have tried some of Lisa's products, so Five Diamond Botanicals. There's the CBD gummies, which that has been my favorite so far because I, first of all, it tastes great. So I have to try not to eat more than one, but then it just helps to really relieve my end-of-day stress, and it helps me go to sleep very quickly. So it's that one I'd have to say is my favorite. And then I also use tinctures, which are like an oil that I would put underneath my tongue. And this would be, you know, maybe different brands that I've used over the past couple of years. Just, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, if I'm going to teach someone about something, that I believe that I should try it or have a really good understanding of it. So I do try to try different tinctures just to see the effects that it has on me, not, you know, not to say that that's going to be the same effects on someone else that uses the products.
Fantastic. Lisa, let me ask you a question, Lisa. Do you think that your products will be something that could be distributed among doctors? And like when you go see a doctor, they have pharmaceutical companies that bring the products to them. They say, you can take these samples and you can give it to your patients. Do you think that's going to come to the future where your products will be given to doctors so they can give to patients? that come in with pain?
Most definitely. That is definitely an option, but most physicians are independent practices whereby that's something that they will want to do, or their patients are educated to the point where they can bring options to their physician. I think that's a more proactive approach. So when the physician orders, say, a narcotic of some sort and say, well, doc, you know, let's try this topical, which provides similar relief temporarily, but doesn't cure the problem, neither does pain medicine. It doesn't cure the problem. It just provides relief. And so, again, I'm a big proponent of trying the less invasive or intrusive way of medicine. So I think the important is the takeaway would be for consumers to be educated enough with alternative remedies to take to their primary care providers and educate them as well and say, you know, what are your thoughts? Can we, you know, can we try this? So, I mean, there's several approaches to that, but definitely these products probably already exist in some practices, but for most, it would take the patient to, you know, introduce this to their customers too. I think that would be the best approach. I just want to get Shelby's feedback on that, since you're working pharmaceuticals. What is your feedback, Shelby?
Right. So, you know, there are pharmaceutical companies that are out there that actually have started, I know that there's some products that are FDA-approved, you know, CBD products for epilepsy. And, you know, there's lots of research that's being done. So do I foresee it being available in the physician's office? Absolutely. Those, like, pharmaceutical-level products, I think that would be, you know, some time off. But I do agree with what you said, Lisa, that there are, you know, some wellness practices that exist out there who, you know, are advocating for cannabis use. And, you know, I could totally see them having products like that just on the shelf available for patients, just like they do, you know, other holistic remedies.
Holistic medicine is mainstream now, where it's part of a doctor's, I guess, format where they can use as alternative medicine. At one time, holistic medicine was not looked upon as something that doctors would endorse. Is that correct?
I'd say that's very correct. And even now, I'd say that there's maybe some hesitation. You know, it just depends on the practitioner, honestly. I personally see what's called a functional medicine practitioner, and she's really looking at the root cause. It's not treating symptoms. It's looking at the root cause of your problem and addressing the root cause, you know, instead of just adding all these medications. So I don't, you know, I take one prescription medication because I have to, but everything else is diet-related or maybe supplementation of different nutritional deficiencies. So I absolutely love that type of practice. But there are many practitioners out there that aren't even aware of what a functional medicine practitioner is. So it's something that's growing for sure. It's, you know, becoming more accepted, but certainly not by everyone.
I think it's fantastic that you and Lisa and everybody that's online is taking the time to educate and to let people know that there's an alternative. I think if people know there's an alternative, they'll be willing to try it. And that's what's important. People, information is power. Without the information, people don't know. And you're making it so that they can really know. Tell us how to get in touch with your products, your website, your numbers, and anything you want to give to, if you have any information on how to get in touch with the product and yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity to put my website out. It's www.5diamondbotanicals.com. diamondbotanicals.com. And I can be reached at 770-595-8086, 770-595-8086. And I'm open to answering any questions, and if I don't know the answer, I can find someone who does. And also, Ms. Elliott here is very knowledgeable, very experienced in the holistic area of practice. So that's why, you know, I've been fortunate or had the pleasure of meeting her and talking to her about my products and about the CBD and cannabis industry as a whole. So there are knowledgeable people out there. You just have to find them. Again, one thing that I want to emphasize is that you want to find a company that will educate you and answer your questions, not give a blanket response, not to give a blanket statement that's used by everyone. You want to keep asking questions until you feel comfortable enough to be able to take the product. Because for me, sales are important, but what's most important is that the person who is using my product receive the benefit that they were expecting to receive. And if they don't receive the benefit of it, then I'll reimburse you your money, because that the money is not the ultimate goal for me. So it's important. I want to put that out there because no one goes into business, you know, to lose money. But what's most important as an outcome, as a business owner, as a health professional, is that it provides the person what they're looking to receive or the outcome.
You can't get no better than that. If you try the product and it does not work or you're not satisfied, you give them a refund. That is commendable on your part. That shows credibility and sincereness with the company. What is the biggest myth about cannabis or holistic medicine that you want to debunk?
I will give this question to Ms. Elliott because there's such a Neanderthal stigmatism related to cannabis and CBD. So, Ms. Elliott, if you want to address that.
Sure. So I think exactly what Ms. Williams mentioned is that stigma that exists when you talk about cannabis. You know, this is something that started over 100 years ago, that racist propaganda that's been put out into society. So that now when you talk about it, when I talk about it, people are like, oh, you're a little hippie or you're this, you know, a weed head. And it's like, no, I don't even smoke it. You know, this propaganda is something that has carried over. You know, it's led to the war on drugs, then, you know, which, of course, you know, you understand that it's ravaged the African-American community. So a lot of people don't want to talk about it. And, you know, my thoughts are that, you know, just be open-minded. Listen to what it can do. Listen to the truth. You know, understand what this plant is. This is a plant that has been given to us from God that can help so many different health conditions. And, you know, people just think, oh, you're getting high and you're not going to be doing anything. You know, you're just going to be lazy and getting high, and that's kind of it. So that's the biggest thing for me.
That's a valid point. People don't know that really the benefits of cannabis, and they called it at first, you heard about what they call medical marijuana. Now, what's the difference between medical marijuana and your products?
Do you want to take that, Shelby, since you're very familiar with the cannabis and
Sure. So they're all cannabis. Cannabis is this plant, right? And there's, you know, three commonly recognized species, which people don't get into too much. I mean, you'll hear maybe sativa, indica, ruderalis, but there's so many different hybrids and so many different strains. I think the big differentiation is that the hemp, and this would be what's in Lisa's product, is the 0.3%. It's less than 0.3% THC, whereas there's different types of cannabis, which might be THC dominant, or there can be, it can be, you know, the CBD dominant, which we just discussed. And then it could also be a different ratio of THC to CBD. It could be, you know, very high THC or very high CBD. And I know Lisa had mentioned, you know, there's some maybe adjustments or alterations to the molecules, which they can create these different plants. So medical marijuana is going to be like cannabis, usually with THC in it. Typically in the states where cannabis is legal, some of the states it's recreational. So you can, you know, just go out and you can buy, you know, whatever products exist. In for medical, a state that say has medical marijuana that's legal, then these patients or individuals have to have a prescription from a physician. So they have to be assessed by a physician, and then they'll take that prescription and they're able to get a medical card so that they can purchase medical grade cannabis in the stores. So, you know, behind that, you may have nurses or healthcare professionals that are able to provide some guidance as far as what strains may help the particular condition, you know. So it could be maybe some type of autoimmune condition. It could be anxiety, depression. Maybe there's issues with sleep. There's several different conditions like MS, ALS that have, and I apologize, I speak in nurse speak, so multiple sclerosis and, you know, other conditions that in certain states, this will be on their list of conditions to be approved so patients can use it, you know, use the medications for those conditions. So I think that's the big difference, is that really it's that THC content, you know, with hemp, and you're not going to get that intoxicating effect of THC, right? So that's where, you know, that's where I guess some of that stigma comes from too, is that THC is the intoxicating effect. There are over 100 different cannabinoids. You know, THC and CBD are the most frequently studied, but you have so many, and they all have different potential health benefits to them. If you're using maybe a whole plant, then you have several different cannabinoids which work together and have this what's called an entourage effect. So it's a synergistic effect. And then you can also have maybe an isolate, which just has CBD only, and you don't have to worry about getting, you know, having that THC, so it's going to be less than 0.3% on THC. You won't get that intoxicating effect. You may have that relaxation effect, and, you know, everybody's going to be different how they react to the plant.
The gummies that you sell is the most popular, is that correct? Well, why is that the most popular item of all the products that you sell?
I think it's popular because it's like candy. Sometimes someone has a little sweet tooth and they want to have a little relaxation and something sweet at the same time. Because there are CBD products that are chocolate, dark chocolate. I've had some that were white chocolate with strawberry cream. Those are addicting, not by the molecules or the effect of it. It's just because they taste really good. Now, for older people or athletes or people who work out in the gym, what's most popular are the pain gels and cream. because they have either muscle soreness, and a lot of that's due to inflammation. And the CBD in those pain relief gels and creams can decrease the inflammation, which is associated with the pain. Now, it's not a cure, but it does provide relief. And to be honest, I keep pain gel, pain cream, and my pain salve by my bedside. So before I go to bed, where I'm aching, I apply it. When I get up, where I'm aching, I apply it. It's become an addiction for me, actually. But and I don't want to admit that, but I really enjoy the relief. It makes getting up a little bit easier. I sit down most of the day for my current position, so it helps my lower back. So those are more popular amongst the athletes and also older adults. And what's really, really important to me, because older people tend to have more aches and pains. And this could provide some relief where they can, you know, function at their maximum level of functioning and have a better quality of life. And I do want to add on to what Ms. Elliott has stated about the THC, is that standard drug tests will look for chemicals of THC for those, say, like nurses who work in the hospital or have random drug tests done. Even though legal THC is less than or equal to 3%, over time, it could possibly accumulate in the system because it's stored in the body's fat for days and weeks. So if you're using it the oils in the gummies, not the topical pain cream. So if you're using it daily for quite some time, it could have that cumulative effect. So I do want to make that perfectly clear and be transparent. Even though it's less than 0.3%, doesn't mean that it can't have an accumulative effect for those that their jobs rely on a negative, THC drug screen. And there are drug screens out there that are very sensitive to CBD, but for most jobs, they just do a basic test, and they don't ask questions as to, you know, what product you're taking. So I just want to put that out there as well.
You've done an excellent job of what I call destigmatization of cannabis, I mean, and hemp derived CBC, because y'all have really took a lot of information and made it so it doesn't have a stigma to it. The more you're educated about it, the more you know what it is, the more it's going to help people. And that's what you are doing right now with your products. People don't even know about this product. I think the more people know about it, the more they get involved with it, the more they use it, it'll be more of a household product where people can go and say, hey, they can get that. Well, now tell us how to get it. Tell us how they get a hold of it. And can you buy it off the shelves, or do they have to go directly to your website? How do they get the product?
Right. They can purchase my product from my website. I'm an online seller. I don't have a brick-and-mortar store. And they can purchase the product from www.5diamondbotanicals, and that's 5 spelled out, and botanicals has an S on the end, .com. And the reason, like I said, I'm very transparent, and my prices are very reasonable because my ultimate goal is to make my products affordable for all consumers. I've seen some prices out there that really eliminate certain types of consumers from purchasing their products, not purposefully, but they're just outpriced. But my products are priced appropriately for all consumers. And if anyone has any questions or, you know, any concerns, you know, please feel free to reach out to me at 770-595-8086.
Well, this has been one informative podcast. And in closing, I want each individual to give you some closing statements and let people know what you feel as though you want them to know as far as the project is concerned. We want to start out with the closing statements from Aaliyah. You can go first. Tell us your closing statements.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. My closing statement would have to be definitely try it. Especially if you have any aches and pains, I highly recommend trying it out because it will work. It will relieve the pain that you have. And I 100% recommend it.
Excellent. Ms. Elliott, what's your closing statement?
So my closing statement would be to educate yourself or find someone who has the knowledge, who has accurate knowledge about hemp and cannabis. They know the differences. You know, learn about the products. There's so many benefits that you may be able to receive by using it. Just keep an open mind, and I think just that's the main thing. It's really education. Education is key because this plant truly is a miracle. You know, I've seen it in my personal life. I've seen it with my adult daughter. You know, and depression. I've seen it in friends. You know, helping with pain. I've seen it assistance with sleep. So there's so many benefits, and it is something that's natural. So please just keep an open mind and educate yourself.
It's really good for all types of pain. I mean, back pain, foot pain, shoulder pain. I mean, there's no pain that it doesn't – I mean, what I'm trying to get at, it doesn't matter where you put it at. If you have the cream, you can rub it on anywhere that's pain – that substance to pain, right? You don't have to, I mean, there's not certain parts that it works better on, or it's going to absorb into the skin and work on your pain no matter where the pain is at. Is that correct?
Well, I just want to clarify with that. Now, there's a thing called systemic pain, and systemic pain may be pain related to, you know, a particular, like, body, like internal organs and you know, stomach pain or anything like that. That's not what this is for. This is more mainly for like arthritic pain, joint pain, muscular pain, those types of pain. Am I missing something, Ms. Elliott?
No, I think you've hit on them. Mm-hmm. And I think with the systemic pain, you know, that may be something that's more of the oral, or the tinctures may potentially help with that, since you're actually ingesting the drops.
Correct.
And I think another thing to point out, Mrs. Williams and I had a conversation about, and you also mentioned this, was that cumulative effect. So just taking it once, you know, may not help. So it may be something that you need to take on a consistent basis to actually see those effects.
That's very true. A lot of people, that's very true.
That's good information to know. All of you have been so informative on what this product is about, and you spoke so eloquently. I mean, people really believe that what you did is good. Lisa, give us your closing statements.
Okay, and I'm going to just keep it short and sweet. And basically, it's the same thing is to echo what Ms. Elliott said, education, education, education. And the more people are educated, the more people are open about it and know that you're not a bad person because you use CBD, the less it becomes, the taboo just goes away that's associated with it. What I found is that a lot of people know about CBD long before I knew about it, and it's okay. because we all need a little help sometimes. That's my slogan. But so yeah, education. Any questions that you have, please feel free to call me, 770-595-8086. And if I don't have the answer, I'll find someone who does.
This has been an excellent podcast. This is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. We're celebrating 45 years of publishing. The documentary podcast, Pulling Your Eyelids Open, and we truly pulled some eyelids open this morning. See you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, both.
Thank you.
Thank you.